This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Tijd voor woensdag, woord voor die week. We've spent some time in June with Pastor Pickard Hen, Evangelist Pickard Hen, today with Enrique Hermanos. Morning, Enrique. Are you warm enough there, buddy?
Good morning, Brad. Barely, but the fire's in my heart.
We love it. What have you got for us this morning? We're looking forward to some inspiration at a time where it's easy for us to get to wobble here when things don't always seem to be going well. What you got for us?
Indeed, the title of today's message is Born Again is the Beginning. So I'm very excited to share it with all of you.
Yeah, go ahead there. We're all ears.
All right. Oh, good morning, all listeners. Let me start you off with this beautiful passage in Scripture. It says in Isaiah 52, verse 7, "How beautiful upon the morn mountains, feet of him brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, and who says unto Zion, your God reigns." I can tell you that this morning there's tons to worry about. There's the state of our country as it pertains to the pandemic. There's the state of our country as it pertains to the politics. But despite all of that this morning, there are tons to be grateful for. And I can tell you voluntarily this morning that I bring a message of hope. It's one that people in the past were able to cling to. It's one that we can cling to now. And it's one that people will cling to for future generations. The title of this message is Born Again is Just the Beginning. For it's not just about going to heaven. It's about bringing heaven down. God says, "My kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And if you've made that decision to surrender your will to His, you get to now participate in God's master plan to changing the world. So this message is divided into three. We'll first look at the gospel and what that means. We'll look at the world and the part that we have to play in it. And then we'll look at the kingdom of God and how we can bring it down into ourselves, to our homes, and into our cities. Oh, it says again in Isaiah that how beautiful are upon the mountains are the feet of him who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaim salvation, and who says unto Zion, your God reigns. Now that word good news in the New Testament is translated euangelion in the Greek, and it describes and speaks to a new way of doing things, an enthronement of a king in the Bible. And truly, it is a new way of doing things, for a new king reigns this morning. The old has passed and the new has come, and there's a new and better way of doing things. But the thing about kingdom is that it's often understood as a realm, and not so much a reign, but it's truly where the reign of God and the rulership of God is present. That's where his kingdom is present. For it says in Psalm 103, verse 19, "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." It says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that's what it means. Where God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven, that's where his kingdom reign is present. And I can tell you, I've seen it. I saw it in 2020, where I saw state, business, and civil society come together for the least of these in society. I love this quote by Carl Jung, the philosopher and psychiatrist, who said, "The reason why modern people don't see God is that they're not prepared to look low enough." I'll say that again. "The reason why modern people don't see God is that they're not prepared to look low enough." Because truly, God is in a beautiful meal. God is in a beautiful time shared with your family. And God is in a beautiful sunrise. And it's only once we are able to acknowledge him in that that we'll see him in our lives and in the rest of society. So we've looked at the gospel now, the gospel of the kingdom and what it means. Now let's look at this world that we live in and the part that we have to play. I'll read this quote from a report statistics South Africa released. "Nearly half of the population of South Africa is considered chronically poor, at the upper bound national poverty line of 992 rand per person. This segment of the population is characterized by high poverty persistence. A second segment of the population has an above-average chance of falling into poverty. A third segment, the non-poor but still vulnerable, face above-average risks of slipping into poverty due to their basic needs that are currently not being met. These latter two groups make up 27% of the population. And listen to this, combining these two groups with the poor, it suggests that 76% of the population is in constant threat of slipping into poverty in their daily lives.
Wow.
Now, oh boy, I read that and I realize, oh, we've got a lot of work to do. And I can tell you, I don't know if you guys have the same experience, but when I drive through Cape Town, it seems that every 20 minutes, I'm in a different country, just because of how the wealth is distributed in our country.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this, that it's up to us. We can no longer look at it as the problem of poverty, the problem of crime, or even the problem of corruption. If you've ever prayed that prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and particularly if you're a Christian listening to this morning, we can no longer see this as the problems of the world. We've got to make those problems our problems and realize the responsibility we have towards solving them. We've looked at the gospel. We've looked at our world and the part that we have to play. And now how do we bring the kingdom of God down into our lives, our home, and our city? Into our own lives, we can start to do those things we know we should be doing, but we've been avoiding. And we can stop to do those things we know we shouldn't be doing, but we aren't. So start to do those things and stop to doing those other things. I can tell you that well and truly, those are the promptings of the Holy Spirit in your life. And if we can get that, if we can get our own lives in order, we can start to make a big difference in society. And into our own homes, let me quickly share with you the story. There's no such thing as dragons. There was once a boy who sat on his bed. He was about to go to sleep when a little dragon about the size of a cat jumped onto his bed. He called his mother into the room and said, "Mommy, mommy, come look, there's a dragon on my bed."
Hmm.
The mother came in, looked about and said, "Son, there's no such thing as dragons." But what started to happen is that this dragon started to become bigger, started flying around the house, started knocking things over in the home. The mother and the father looked at each other and said, "What are you what's going on?" But the son said to them, "Mom, Dad, it's a dragon. It's knocking over things in the house." But they said, "Son, don't be silly. There's no such thing as dragons." Soon the dragon grew so big that it ended up carrying the whole house away.
Oh.
And the mother and the father, they came home from work one day and they said, "What's happened to our house?" And the son said, "I told you it's the dragon." And then finally, they looked and acknowledged this dragon. They started petting it, they started giving it food, and they started looking after it. And you know what happened? The dragon started to grow smaller and smaller until it eventually disappeared. And the moral of the story is this. That if you have a small problem in your household and you don't acknowledge it, oh, but it will grow bigger and bigger and bigger until it will carry your house away. But if you start to acknowledge it, it will grow smaller and smaller and smaller until it eventually goes away.
Mm.
And so handle those conversations with your spouse and handle them well in an honoring way. Handle those conversations with your children and do them in an honoring way. Because if you don't, they'll grow bigger and bigger and bigger until they'll take over your household. And so now, how do you bring the kingdom of God in your city? Well, find out what the problems are. Proximity to the problem is the first step to changing the world. See those problems in your city, as I said, not as just the problems in your city, but the problems you have a part to play in solving. Something very practical, go for a walk. When you go for a walk, bring a bag with and pick up litter. Realize the responsibility you have towards that. And so in conclusion, let's look at that verse again. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, and who says unto Zion, your God reigns.
Mm.
I can tell you that born again is indeed the beginning. It's not just about going to heaven, but it's about bringing heaven down to earth. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You have an invitation to participate in God's master plan to change the world. So, I'm looking forward to changing the world with you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.